Blog Talk Radio.
Hey friends, Don Todrin here from Second Wind Consultants. Hope you're having a great day and a great week. All right, folks. So today's topic, prenuptial agreements. Now I know you're saying, well, what's that have to do with business? That's like for a divorce. I says, well, you're right. It is about a divorce of sorts. And what to do about it. Now, look, we all understand divorce, and we've all seen enough of it. You know, husband and wife enters into an agreement to get married, but there are assets out there. And just in case it doesn't work, they want to have a division of the assets decided before they get in trouble and they hate each other. So they decide where the assets are going, and they agree to it, and that's called a prenuptial agreement. Before the nuptials. Makes sense. Who can deny that? Well, guess what? Businesses fail probably as much as marriages fail. Maybe even more. And the statistics are interesting. It depends upon how long the business lasts, but certainly in the first 18 months, 24 months is a high fatality of new business startups. Very high. So what happens? Well, typically, nobody plans for it. Well, let me give you another scenario. Let's say the business actually lasts and is working well, but there's partners in it, and the partners have run-ins with each other as to how to manage and what decisions to make and how to make decisions, and they get jammed, and they end up getting angry with each other, and they end up wanting to liquidate and sue, and oh, the mess. It's no different than a divorce. No different. So how do we deal with this? Because certainly there are zillions of partnerships being set up, co-owners. Typically you'll have one party throwing in the money and the other doing the sweat equity. That's very, very common. I'll do the work, you invest, we'll be partners, we'll split the revenue and the profit. But then there's a disagreement, paying back the investor, interests, workload, revenue. So, I mean, there's all kinds of problems that end up in disaster. Why? Well, it was never conceived and conceptualized in advance what to do if there was no prenuptial agreement. Why not? Why not, I ask? He went to an attorney, and what did he do? He ordered, and it's funny as hell, it's called the Black Widow. You get the stamp, you get a standard set of bylaws. You know, you get a book, a binder with everything in it. It's nice, and the lawyer incorporates you, and he puts it all together, and it costs like $69. He charges you $1,000, and everybody's happy. Except those bylaws, they're what I call vanilla. They don't say much. They don't resolve issues. They're standard boilerplate garbage. Doesn't deal with a single issue that you might have. It'll tell you how many people you need for a quorum and when do you have the directors meetings, and it'll give you the organizational format, but it doesn't deal with issues. Doesn't deal with what if one partner wants to leave. Doesn't deal with how do you pay back the investor money. Doesn't deal with responsibility, who's responsible for what. Doesn't deal with job descriptions. Doesn't deal with anything that's germane to long-term success. Not only that, in short-term failure, it doesn't deal with that either. It doesn't deal with the upside, doesn't deal with the downside. But you got your Black Widow package, the lawyer paid $69 for it and charged you $1,000, and you're happy. Until you call up your lawyer and you say, hey, my partner just ran away with my bookkeeper, what do we do? Or, I've run out of cash, I can't make payroll, what do we do? Or, I'm defaulting on my notes, what do I do? or any one of a thousand issues. How about this one? I don't like my partner anymore. I think he's a dummy. How do I get rid of him? Or I want to bring in new people. How do I do that? Nothing is described in these bylaws. And by the way, if you're an LLC, it's called the operating agreement. Same thing, serves the same purpose. It's the rules of how you run your business. And lo and behold, there's nothing there. And you relied on your attorney to give you what you needed. You didn't know what to ask. You didn't know what he was giving you. He just said, here it is. You're all set. Go do it. Go get your checkbook. Go open up. Go lease. Go rent. No talk. Personal guarantees, no talk. One man loses, the other doesn't. How do you share losses? How do you share gains? No talk. Seems pretty absent of any important discussions of important issues, and it is. Because lawyers, unfortunately, and I'll generalize because there are some great lawyers out there that do a great job, but many, many of them don't do a thing. So collect the fee and give you a set of boilerplate bylaws or operating agreement, which covers the base and leaves you to your own when things happen. Well, obviously, I'm baiting you. And what I'm saying is, as crucial as organizing your LLC or your corporation is sitting down and asking and answering the following questions. Well, what if I want to get rid of my partner? How do I do that? What if I want to be bought out by my partner? How do I do that? How do I pay back the cash? And what do I get if I'm the operating partner? What should my payroll be? And does that come before paying back the money partner, or does it come after paying back the money partner? What if we're not making a profit? What do we do then about payroll for the operators, the owners, and pay back debt? What do we do then? What if I want to retire? What if I put money in and it's not enough? We end up defaulting on the bank note. What then? How do we cover the personal guarantees? Equally or disproportionately or proportionately? How do we distribute dividends? Is the investment a loan or is it an investment? Two entirely different beasts. These are just some of the questions that you would ask. I could ask questions such as, well, how many hours am I required to work? How many weeks off am I allowed to have? Now, you could answer these in other documents, but I'm talking about the owners. And the owners should relate to each other in the operating agreement or the bylaws. You could have separate agreements, stockholder agreements. You could have that, and that's certainly a good place to put this stuff as well. It really doesn't make any difference where you put it as long as it gets done. And when you ask these difficult questions and ponder the answers together and you come to a conclusion together, then chances are when the day comes that you need to pull this document out and say, well, what did we say then? You'll both have agreed so that the then becomes now and there's not a big issue. There may be disappointment. There may be said, yeah, I saw you agreed to that. I'm not happy about it, but I agreed to that. How about when we buy out each other's side, how do we compute the value of the business? Is it based on the assets? Is it based on the revenue? What's it based on? And who gets to buy who out? Great questions, man. Great, great questions. Subjects to many, many, many lawsuits. And by the way, what happens when you can't make up your mind after the fact because you didn't have an agreement? Well, a lot of things happen, and they're not good, not the least of which is if you actually were to sue one another, a court would order the business to be dissolved. So the assets sold on the market. Well, there's a bust for you. Nobody gets anything, and the business is destroyed. There's a no-win. That didn't work. So obviously, where I'm going with this is when you get into a business relationship, a partnership, whether it's a corporation, whether it is a partnership, whether it's a single entity, it makes no difference what it is. When you get into this, you must ask and answer all of these difficult, challenging questions to protect yourself, your opportunity, the business, and even your partner. Because if you do this job and you take care of all this information, or answer all these questions and provide answers, you'll secure the continuity of the business. You'll assure the continuity of at least one or both of the partners. You'll ensure the ability to sell, to dissolve, to liquidate, to do anything that you might want to do, because you've laid the groundwork. You've put it together. Now, there's one other part to this. I constantly hear partners are 50-50. Well, that's just pure silliness. 50-50, come on, you're going to disagree. You're going to have differences of opinion. You're going to want to go in different directions at some point in time. But a 50-50 agreement doesn't let you, because nobody has control over the ultimate decision. And that then becomes the basis of liquidation and the lawsuit. I want to do this, you want to do that. Neither of you have control. Nobody can make a decision, so you do nothing. Or you just get angry, or you end up dissolving. It's crazy. A 50-50 partnership is the worst thing you could ever possibly have. Somebody has to have 51, somebody has to have 49. Got to do it. Got to. If not, you're left with a bottleneck, a logjam. Can't make decisions. Can't move left, can't move right. So you don't move at all. And that's an act of disaster. That's destruction. So, what am I saying? I'm saying that before you enter into an entity, you must have a carefully explored, carefully evaluated set of bylaws or operating agreement that answer all the difficult, tough questions I'm talking about. Mostly, how do you get in? How do you get out? How do you force the other one in? How do you force the other one out? How do you bring in new partners? How do you get rid of old partners? How do you buy one out? What do you do? How do you evaluate value? I even go so far when we're doing this as saying, well, okay, if A is going to buy out B, we're going to have an appraisal. Who orders the appraisal? How many appraisals? One, two, three. And let's say we come out with a number and we agree on the number. How is it paid? How about over a five-year interest-bearing note? You know, interest pegged at, 6%. I mean, let's even get that detailed so that when it happens, you've all agreed and you just do it. There's no beef, no issue, no problem. So one, stay away from a 50-50 agreement. It's the kiss of death. Somebody has to have 51, somebody has to have 49. In that agreement, determine where responsibility lies, who's responsible for what decisions. It's not a team effort on every single decision. You have to have some input, the other person has other input, but somebody has to make the decision. Three, cover all of this in your operating agreement and your bylaws, every single bit of it, every what if. Spend the hours of time haggling it out. It's worth it because it's going to happen. It always does. And if you're going to sell, you've successfully ended your relationship together. What happens to the proceeds? How is it divvied up? Is it even? Are there expenses? Is there unpaid vacation time? Are there issues? And of course there are. Settle them now before it happens. All right, folks. If you're already in a business, is it too late? No, it's just a little harder. You can amend, you can add bylaws, you can add an operating agreement, you can change anything, you can address new things. It's a little harder because you're already in it, you've already got habits built, relationships destroyed, problems created. But if you're listening to this today and you're considering it, sit down with your partner and say, look, we should do this. We should create the prenup even though we're halfway into the relationship. You should do it. It'll save you grief and money later on. I've seen it way too many times. Differences of opinion result in a breakdown of the relationship and a destruction of the business, and it makes no sense. If it's a good business, it should be kept going. All right, folks, call your attorney. Tell him to really do his job this time. And by the way, for that $1,000 that he paid, $69 for the Black Widow package, you've already paid for a set of customized bylaws. Don't pay again. That's my advice. Don't pay again. All right, folks, that's it for today. Hope you act on my advice. It's good advice. Have a great day. See you later. Bye-bye.